الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. أما بعد, in our continuation of the tafsir of Surah Al Imran by Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir Al-Sa'di رحمه الله تعالى. Abdul Rahman Nasir Al-Sa'di رحمه الله تعالى. We are currently at Ayah 102, one of the most fundamental ayat in that particular surah and in the life of a Muslim, in the life of the Muslim community. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. Right? واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم. Okay, all you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah the way He deserves it, and do not die except in the state of submission as Muslims, and hold on to the rope of Allah altogether, and do not divide or separate, and remember the bounty of Allah upon you when you were enemies, so He reconciled between your hearts and you became through His grace brothers, and you were on the edge of the of a pit of fire and He saved you from it. Such He makes His signs, His miraculous signs clear to you so you may be guided. And let there be a nation among you that call to that which is good, enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and it is those who are successful. And do not be like those who divided and they differed after the clear proofs have come to them, and for those there is a great punishment. The Shaykh rahimahullah says in his commentary, هذه الآيات فيها حق الله عباده المؤمنين أن يقوموا بشكر نعمه العظيمة بأن يتقوه حق تقواه. These ayat mention the encouragement of Allah to His believing slaves that they should establish His thankfulness, or they should establish gratitude to Him because of His great favor He has on them, and that they should fear Him the way He deserves it. وَأَنْ يَقُومُوا بِطَاعَتِهِ وَتَرْكِ مَعْصِيَتِهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ بِذَلِكَ, and that they should establish obedience to Him and abandon disobedience while being sincere to Him. وَأَنْ يُقِيمُوا دِينَهُمْ وَيَتَمَسَّكُوا بِحَبْلِهِ الَّذِي أَوْصَلَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ, and that they should establish His religion and they should hold on to the rope which He extended to them. وَجَعَلَهُ السَّبَبْ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَهُ وَدِينَهُمْ وَكِتَابَهُ, and He made that rope, that extension, the link between Him and them, and that rope, Hablillah, is Allah's deen and His book, Islam and the Quran. وَالْإِجْتِمَاعُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ وَعَدَمَ التَّفَرُّقُ, and that we should unite upon that and we should not get separated. وَأَنْ يَسْتَدِيمُ ذَلِكَ إِلَى الْمَمَاتِ, and that they should remain in that state of consistency until they die. وَذَكَّرَهُمْ مَا هُمْ عَلَيْهِ قَبْلَ هَذِهِ النِّعْمَةِ وَهُوَ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا أَعْدَاءً مُتَفَرِّقِينَ, and Allah Azza wa Jal reminded them of the favors He had upon them before, and which is that they were divided, enemies. They were enemies to one another. فَجَمَعَهُمْ بِهَذَا الدِّينِ وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَجَعَلَهُمْ إِخْوَانًا, Allah brought them together through this religion. He brought their hearts together and He made them brothers. وَكَانُوا عَلَى شَبَى حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَهُمْ مِّنَ الشَّقَاءِ, they were on the edge of falling into the fire and He saved them from wretchedness. وَنَهَدَ بِهِمْ طَرِيقَ السَّعَادَةِ, and Allah guided them to the path of contentment. لِذَلِكَ بَيَّنَ اللَّهُ, this is where Allah has made this ayat clear to you so that you may be guided. إِلَى شُكْرِ اللَّهُ وَالتَّمَسُّكْ بِحَبْلِهِ, you'll be guided to being thankful to Allah and holding on to His rope. وَأَمَرَهُمْ بِتَتْمِيمِ هَذِهِ الْحَالَةِ, and further Allah commanded us to perfect this condition. والسبب الأقوى الذي يتمكنون به من إقامة دينهم بأن يتصدى منهم طائفة يحصل فيها الكفاية. الله أكبر. And among the most strengthening points to the establishment of this religion per the command of Allah is that a group of them will go forth in what? In da'wah. That some people have to do what? Have to give da'wah. Which a sufficient amount of them, which will make the others excused. Otherwise, if none of us carried out the act of da'wah, then all of us will be sinful. So according to some, in some areas, da'wah is fard kifayah. It's a communal obligation. And in some areas, it's fard ayn. It's an individual obligation. The scholars, fard kifayah. Those who become knowledgeable scholars of Islam, some people have to do it. If no one does it, we're all sinful. But not everyone has to become a scholar. But everyone has to give da'wah according to his ability. No one is excused. Their da'wah is fard ayn. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. They call to good. What is the khayr? The shaykh said, هو الدين. Islam. Because everything in Islam is good or bad. Is there anything bad in Islam? So what do we say about the misconceptions? We say they are misconceptions. It's beautiful. The word gives you the answer. What's the problem? There's nothing wrong. Yes, a misconception. This concept is misunderstood. Misinterpretation of a concept, so he has a problem. But the teachings of Islam, beautiful. Beautiful. No one can say anything about them. وهو دين أصوله وفروعه وشريعه. And it's the fundamental teachings of the Islam, the branch, what branches of that, and the legislation in general. ويأمرون بالمعروف. And they command and enjoin what is good. وهو ما عرف حسنه شرعا وعقلا. What is معروف? Anything which is recognized, which is known to be good according to intellect and according to the law and the intellect. Yani no one can say, if you saw a blind man trying to cross the street and you helped him, do you need to teach a human being that this is something good? It's naturally disposed, predisposed in the children of Adam that this is something good. And if you see someone killing someone, do you need someone to tell you this is wrong? No. You're taking away someone's soul. These are things that are aqlan, ma'roof. And you know, in the street language of that is commonly used among the Arabs and non-Arabs is ma'loom and ma'roof, which is the same meaning. Something that is known, something that doesn't require much research, it's common sense, something that is very commonly known among the people. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَهُوَ مَا عُرِفَ قُبْحَهُ شَرْعًا وَعَقْلًا. And they forbid what is evil. Similarly, the same definition, that which is يُنْكِرُهُ النَّاسِ. People find it repulsive, both legally and intellectually. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. It is those who are successful. Now, amazingly, the Qur'an and the choice of words of the Qur'an and the actual sentence structure, meaning the placement of words in the sentence. You know, in Arabic, like in English, you can say words differently and the way you say them affects the meaning. For example, in English we have the active voice and the passive voice, right? Say, for example, Ahmed built the tent, or Ahmed erected a tent, or you say the tent was erected in 1955. That now, in one sentence, you know, the object is there, so the emphasis on whether the tent is the emphasis on Ahmed or on the tent, all these make a difference in the English language. In the Arabic language, it's even more so. It's even more so. We have, either you have jumla ismiya, a nominal sentence, or jumla khabariya, or jumla fa'liya, a verbal sentence. And there's a difference between both. Then you have sometimes when things are supposed to be delayed or put forth, and things which are supposed to be put forth are put at the end of the sentence. So for example, usually you can say, يعني وأولئك أو المفلحون هم المسلمون. The successful are the Muslims, for example. But it doesn't say that just وأولئك هم المفلحون. And it is those who are successful to indicate exclusivity. Exclusivity. Like you say, إياك نعبد
وإياك نستعين. You could say in Arabic language, نعبدك وحدك ونستعين بك. We worship you alone. We seek assistance from you. But you don't say this. It is only you we worship. It is only you we seek assistance from to indicate exclusivity, meaning only to Allah, not to anyone else. It is those, for example, when I answer Baqara وَالظَّالِقُ وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ on the day of judgment, and the kuffar, they are the wrongdoers on that day. It will be exclusive to them. The ultimate oppression will be for the kuffar on the day of judgment. Or the ultimate oppressors will be the kuffar on the day of judgment. عَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ المدركون لكل مطلوب الناجون من كل مرهوب. The muflihun are those who attain everything desired, and they will be protected from everything which is disliked or everything which is feared. ويدخل في هذه الطائفة أهل العلم والتعليم والمتصدون للخطابة ووعظ الناس عموما وخصوصا والمحتسبون. نسأل الله يجعلني وإياكم منهم. Included in this group of successful people, inshallah, are the people of knowledge and the people who teach, and those who are in the front in giving khutbah, in the khitabah, in the Friday sermons, and admonishing the people in general things and in specific things, and those who sacrifice their time for the sake of Allah. الَّذِينَ يَقُومُونَ بِإِلْزَامِ النَّاسِ بِإِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. And the people who, like the hayya, those who dedicate their time to enforce or impose upon people the establishment of the salah, وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ, and the payment of the zakah, وَالْقِيَامِ بِشَرَاعِ الدِّينِ, and to establish the legal teachings of the religion, وَيَنْهَوْنَهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرَاتِ, and they forbid the people from doing evil deeds. All these are included in this ayah, whom Allah Azza wa Jal said will be successful. So what does that do to us? This should encourage us to what? To give da'wah. How can you give da'wah with ignorance? Can you give da'wah by guessing? Allah, I think, wallah. I heard someone say this. Some people, this is a da'wah. I heard someone say this. I heard someone. I read in a book something. I read. And this is not reliable. And you have to have something going on here. If the source is reliable, yes, you can say, I read in the Sheikh Zaymiyyah's book, you know, and I don't remember what page, at least you know who you heard it from. But just generally speaking, we have to have knowledge to give da'wah. We should give da'wah. فَكُلُّ مَنْ دَعَى النَّاسِ إِلَى خَيْرٍ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْعُمُومِ أَوْ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْخُصُوصِ أَوْ قَامَ بِنَصِيحَةٍ عَامَّةٍ أَوْ خَاصَّةٍ فَإِنَّهُ دَاخِلٌ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ الْكَرِيمَةِ. الله أكبر. Anyone then who calls people to good on general terms or on specific ones, anyone who reminds the people, anyone who gives them advice generally or specifically, he is included in this noble ayah. ثم نهاهم عن سلوك مسلك المتفرقين الذين جاءهم الدين والبينات الموجب لقيامهم به واجتماعهم. Then Allah prohibited them from following the path of those who divided themselves, those whom the religion came to, and the clear proofs which necessitated or which really obliged them to establish the deen and to come together. However, فَتَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا وَصَارُوا شِيَعًا. But on the other hand, they differed, they divided, and they became sects. Shia means a methodology, a way, a group. Right? Does it come in the Quran? Does it come in the Quran? Does it come blameworthy or praiseworthy? Has it ever come praiseworthy?
Yes, I think so.
What surah? Surah As-Saffat. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. After Allah mentioned Nuh, right? He mentioned Nuh and he praised Nuh and he said, وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ. From the way, from those who were upon the way of Nuh was who? Ibrahim. As he came to his Lord with a pure heart. So Shia came actually in the Quran in a praiseworthy, and the rest are blameworthy. Predominantly the rest are praiseworthy. I don't know if there's anything else that is praiseworthy besides the one I quoted. Maybe there is that I don't know of. عَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ وَلَمْ يَصْدُرْ ذَلِكَ عَنْ جَهْلٍ وَضَلَالٍ إِنَّمَا صَدَرَ عَنْ عِلْمٍ وَقَصْدٍ سَيِّئٍ وَبَغْيٍ مِنْ بَعْضِهِمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Now this didn't come out of ignorance or simply deviance.
Rather, it came after knowledge and having ill intents and out of hate and envy amongst each other. After the knowledge came to them, then they differed. Not that they were ignorant, nor that they didn't understand. They knew what they were doing, but they differed because of these issues. ولهذا قال this where Allah said وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم. To those belong a severe, a great punishment. ثم بين متى يكون هذا العذاب العظيم ويمسهم هذا العذاب الأليم. Then Allah explained when this punishment will come to them and when they will taste this evil punishment. He said يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه. فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون وأما الذين ابيضت وجوههم ففي رحمة الله هم فيها خالدون. In the ayat 106 and 107 Allah says, on the day where faces will be whitened, they'll be illuminating, they'll be bright. وتسود وجوه, others will be darkened, they will be darkened. As for those whose faces have been darkened, did you disbelieve after your iman? So then taste the punishment because of your disbelief. As for those whose hearts were illuminated and enlightened, then they will be in the mercy of Allah, abiding therein eternally. يقول الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى يخبر تعالى بتفاوت الخلق يوم القيامة بالسعادة والشقاوة. Allah speaks about the variation between the creation on the day of judgment, between the people of happiness and the people of wretchedness, the wretched, those who will be in a state of destruction. وَأَنَّهُ تَبْيَضُ وُجُوهَ السَّعَادَةِ. The people of happiness, their faces will be brightened, they will be whitened, they will be illuminating. الذين آمنوا بالله, those who believe in Allah, وصدقوا رسله, they believed in His Messenger, وامتثلوا أمره واجتنبوا نهيه, they followed and obeyed Allah's command and they avoided His prohibition. وأن الله تعالى يدخلهم الجنات ويفيض عليهم أنواع الكرامات وهم فيها خالدون. That Allah will permit them to the gardens and He will bestow upon them all kinds of honor and blessings and they shall abide there in eternity. وتسود وجوه أهل الشقاوة الذين كذبوا رسله وعصوا أمره. And the people of evil, their faces will be darkened. And those who belied the Messenger of Allah, the messengers of Allah, and they disobeyed His command. وفرقوا دينهم شيعا, and they divided themselves into sects. وأنهم يوبقون, it will be said to them as means of reprimand. Did you disbelieve after your iman? فكيف اخترتم الكفر على الإيمان? How is it then that you chose disbelief over belief? It is narrated that Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه, in commenting on this ayah, he said, تبيض وجوه أهل السنة وتسود وجوه أهل البدع. On that day, the faces of the people of Sunnah will be illuminated and the people of innovation, their faces will be darkened. The people of innovations, that shows you the evil of innovations. Ayah 108 and 109, تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق وما الله يريد ظلما للعالمين ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. These are the miraculous signs of your Lord which we recite unto you in truth. And verily Allah does not intend oppression to the creation, to the world, to the worlds. And to Allah belongs what is in the heavens and what is in the earth, and to Allah all the matters return. يثني تعالى على ما قصه على نبيه من آياته التي حصل بها الفرقان بين الحق والباطل وبين أولياء الله وأعدائه. Allah narrates unto His prophet, Allah praises His narration to His prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about the ayat in which there was a distinction or the criterion between the truth and the falsehood, between the friends of Allah and His enemies. وما أعده لهؤلاء من الثواب وللآخرين من العقاب. And what Allah has prepared for the first of good deeds, of good reward, and the other ones of punishment. وأن ذلك مقتضى فضله وعدله وحكمته. And that this is a consequence of Allah's bounty, His justice and His wisdom. وأنه لم يظلم عباده ولم ينقصهم من أعمالهم أو يعذب أحدا بغير ذنبه أو يحمل عليه وزر غيره. And that Allah did not wrong or oppress anyone, nor did He nor did he take away from their deeds, nor did he punish anyone because of a sin which he didn't commit, nor did he make anyone carry the sin of someone else. Unlike the Christians who say that, you know, we all were born with having inherited the sin of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam.
ولما ذكر أن له الأمر والشرع ذكر أن له تمام الملك والتصرف والسلطان.
After Allah had mentioned that to him belongs the command and the law, he mentioned that to him belongs the perfect dominion and authority. And so he said, and to Allah belongs what is in the heavens and what is in the earth, and to Allah the matters return. فيجازي المحسنين بإحسانهم والمسيئين بعصيانهم. Allah will recompense the good doers with good and those who committed evil with what they deserve.
وكثيرا ما يذكر الله أحكامه الثلاثة مجتمعة.
Very often Allah mentions these three rules combined.
يبين لعباده أنه الحاكم المطلق فله الأحكام القدرية والأحكام الشرعية والأحكام الجزائية.
First, he clarifies to his slaves that he is the ultimate judge, and to him belong the preordainment, yani what he command, what he decrees of decree, and the legal rulings, and the ahkam, the judgment. So Allah controls what he decrees, what the law should be about, and what he will judge people, what he will give people as recompense on the day of judgment.
فهو الحاكم بين عباده في الدنيا والآخرة.
He is the judge between the slaves in this life and in the life to come. In this life, he judges between us by what he decrees and by the law of Islam. On the day of judgment, we will be judged according to how we reacted to that decree and to the law.
ومن سواه من المخلوقات محكوم عليها ليس لها من الأمر شيء.
As for the rest of the creation, they have no authority, they're subdued completely by the command of Allah and His judgment subhanahu wa ta'ala.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون لن يضروكم إلا أذى وإن يقاتلوكم يولوكم الأدبار ثم لا ينصرون.
You were the best nation ever produced to people. You command what is good, you forbid what is evil, and you believe in Allah. And had the people of the book believed, it would have been better for them. Among them are the believers, and the majority of them are defiantly disobedient. They shall not harm you except with some adab, some verbal harm. And if they fight against you, they will turn back on their heels, and then they will not be aided or helped.
هذا تفضيل من الله لهذه الأمة بهذه الأسباب.
This is Allah favoring this ummah with these following reasons.
التي تميز بها وفاق بها سائر الأمم.
With that they were made distinct and they superseded the rest of the nations.
وأنهم خير الناس للناس نصحا ومحبة للخير ودعوة وتعليما وإرشادا وإرشادا وأمرا بالمعروف ونهيا عن المنكر وجمعا بين تكميل الخلق والسعي في منافعهم بحسب الإمكان.
We will translate. The fact that this ummah, first they are the best of people to people, in advice, in wishing them goodness, in da'wah, in teaching, in guiding, in commanding what is good, forbidding what is evil, and then in bringing relation between perfecting one's character, one's traits and character, and doing the same to the other people to the best of their ability.
وبين تكميل النفس بالإيمان بالله والقيام بحقوق الإيمان.
And they bring relation with also perfecting oneself, believing in Allah and fulfilling Allah's rights and the requirements of Iman.
وأن أهل الكتاب لو آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به لاهتدوا.
And if the people of the book were only to believe as we believe, inshallah, then they would have been guided. It would have been better for them.
ولكن لم يؤمن منهم إلا القليل.
But most of them, they did not. Those who believed among them are but a few among them.
وأما الكثير فهم فاسقون خارجون عن طاعة
الله وطاعة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم محاربون للمؤمنين ساعين في إضرارهم بكل مقدور. As for the majority of them, they're defiantly disobedient. They disobey Allah and His Messenger. They fight against the believers, strive to cause them harm to the best of their abilities. ومع ذلك فلن يضر المؤمنين إلا أذى باللسان. However, they will not be able to harm the Muslims except with the girgir. Except with the only talk, blah 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 blah. When it comes down, when it comes to time to handle business, man, the mujahideen can handle business. The mujahideen with, you know, a few weapons and maybe some rocks and some very traditional, you know, primitive weaponry, man, they be driving nations with nuclear weapons crazy. I mean, look at what's happening in Afghanistan and other places. How long have they been fighting against these few brothers in the mountains, man? Ajeeb. You would think that, you know, this thing would have been over a long time ago. But Allah aids the mujahideen. And there's jihad, by the way. The Muslims who are fought in their homeland, they are engaged in jihad. They have to do jihad. And those who are far away, you know, we have all that discussion, which is a very complicated one that is. But for those who are in these countries, you know, where Muslims are Palestinian and so on, it's valid jihad. They have to defend their land. They have to defend the deen of Allah. They can't let themselves get killed and let their wives and children get killed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aids them. So the only thing they do is harm with their tongue. But if they really fight against them, they will turn back on their heels. And they will never be victorious. Now of course, why is this happening also? Because back then the believers were believers. The believers were believers. So really, the kuffar never had any total control over the Muslims, because the iman of the Muslims was so strong that even if they fought a battle and they lost, that wasn't their continuous condition. Today, you say, how is that? Allah says that He will give us victories. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It was right, it was due on us to give victory to the believers. So why are we losing? Because Allah says what? نَصْرُ what? الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Do we have the right belief as an ummah? This one is Ash'ari, this one is Mu'tazili, this one is Shi'i, this one is Sufi, this one is Batil, this one doesn't pray Fajr, this one doesn't pray this, and this one is an innovator, this one is worshipping grave, this one is worshipping a dead man, this one is calling on Rasulullah, this one is watching TV. Look at the ummah. So now where's the iman of the Sahaba? You know? Where's the iman of the Salaf? It's not there. So we are in this condition. When will we get what they got? Will we go back to what they were upon? Is it easy? Yes. It's easy for those whom Allah makes it easy for. What does it require? Some effort. Make it up. Ask Allah in your sujood. In tarawih. Oh Allah, use me to propagate your deen. Make me means of spreading the da'wah. I, my wife, my children. Utilize me for da'wah. Make me apply your teaching. Help me live Islam. Teach Islam. Practice Islam. Spread Islam. Beautiful dua. Beautiful dua. Allah will respond. Inshallah, Allah will give you just that. But if we tell Allah, you know, the Toyota is old, and my neighbor has a Mercedes, and you know, the situation, then, you know, that's what we're worried about. Cars and we may not even get that. So we have to have, you know, this himmah, man. We gotta make some effort. That's enough time, you know, brothers, you know, sending me, you know, these, you know, questions. I get these questions all the time. Brother, please check this link. Is it okay if I use this site? So I, you know, I go to the site. What is the site? Video games. It's video games. I was like, no way, man. I got all these things to do, you know, so many things on my list. Brother, you're asking me about video games? Can I play this video game? Akhi, can I play a video game? I turn off the music. There are no naked women, no killing, no one. I said, Akhi, of course, I mean, if there's no, but do you have time to play video games? Do you really have time to be sitting, come on, man. You want to see a man? Knock him up, man. Wake up, brother. We got Muslims dying all over the world and you're sitting there. I beat him. He beat me. Breaking the joystick, paying 50 riyals to fix the joystick. Isha. No, we don't have time for this stuff, man. And you tell the same brother, give me an ayah. Quote an ayah with the definition. Doesn't give you anything. So I don't know. And we want the ummah to change. It's not going to change. until we make a change. Subhanallah. So, يعني, I'm trying to remind myself and you to make some effort. A little effort, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless it and multiply it, بإذن الله عز وجل. على كل حال. نعم. لما قاتل المسلمين فإنه وقد وقع ما أخبر الله به. فإنه لما قاتل المسلمين ولوا الأدبار ونصر الله المسلمين عليهم. And Allah, you know, what happened when Allah prophesied. By the way, many people think the word is prophesied. And I used to think it's the same thing. For the longest time I was saying prophesied. But actually it's incorrect. Okay? The word is prophesied. There's no Z at the end. Because some of you may hear me say he's saying the wrong word. Actually, this is the right word. You can look it up in the dictionary. See, prophecy, right? He prophesied, not prophesied. Becomes prophesied, right? Now that's a whole other discussion. But anyways, it just happened as Allah told us when the kuffar fought against the Muslims, they turned their backs around, and Allah gave victory to the believers over the kuffar. Ayah 112, ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةِ أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا إِلَّا بِحَبْلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَحَبْلٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَسْكَنَةُ وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَسْكَنَةُ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. Humiliation was inflicted upon them, whatever they may be, except with a rope from Allah and a rope from the people. And they acquired Allah's anger, and humiliation was struck upon them. This is because they used to disbelieve in the ayat of Allah, and they used to kill His prophets without any just cause. This is because of their disobedience and their transgression. هذا أخبار من الله تعالى أن اليهود ضربت عليهم الذلة فهم خائفون أينما ثقف. Well, this is Allah informing us about the condition of the Jews, that they were humiliated whatever they may be. ولا يؤمنهم شيء إلا معاهدة وسببا يؤمنون به. And you cannot really trust them or feel secure from them except with a covenant or something that will give you that. يرضقون لأحكام الإسلام ويعترفون بالجزية, that they accept the teachings of Islam and they pay the taxes. This is one way. أو بحبل من الناس, أي إذا كانوا تحت ولاية غيرهم ونظارتهم كما شهد حالهم سابقا ولاحقا. Or if they are under the guardianship of the people, which is something that the Jews always try to do, you know, they always try to find a nation which provides them with the platform and the cover to commit their atrocities and their crimes. And among the biggest criminals on this earth are the Jews, without a doubt, being held and supported by various nations in various times. فإنهم لم يتمكنوا في الوقت الأخير من الملك المؤقت في فلسطين إلا بنصر الدول الكبرى وتمهيدهم لكل لهم كل سبب. They were not able to get this authority and this ownership in Palestine except by the aid of the great and the big countries. And you all know Wa'ad bin Bur, the British. Yeah, but I'm saying it in Arabic. I still remember this from the history classes all the way in school. We called it Wa'ad bin Bur. Whatever his name is in English, I've never read it in English or learned it in English. In Arabic, his name is Bin Bur. He's the one who gave them, you know, he signed the okay, that they would establish their country in Palestine. Then it was supported by the United States and all these other countries. And then, you know, you have today Israel in Palestine somehow, a country inside another country. نعم وباءوا بغضب من الله, they acquired the anger of Allah, قد غضب الله عليهم وعاقبهم بالذلة والمسكنة. Allah punished them by humiliating them. وسبب في ذلك كفرهم بآيات الله وقتلهم الأنبياء. Why? They disbelieved in the ayat of Allah, they killed the prophets بغير حق. أليس ذلك عن جهل وإنما هو بغي وعناد. They didn't kill the prophet out of ignorance, they did it out of transgression and stubbornness. تلك العقوبات المتنوعة عليهم, these various punishments Allah inflicted upon them is because of their sin and their transgression. فالله تعالى لم يظلمهم ويعاقبهم بغير ذلك. Allah never oppressed them nor did He punish them without a sin. وإنما الذي أجره عليهم بسبب بغيهم وعدوانهم وكفرهم وتكذيبهم للرسل وجناياتهم الفظيعة. Rather, it is Allah has afflicted them with these punishments because of their transgression, their animosity, their disbelief, their belying of the messengers, and the great atrocities and crimes which they committed. And with that, inshaAllah ta'ala, we conclude this particular dars. We are at ayah number 113. And if you all remain alive in the future, then we will continue. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ